Pep, congratulations, your second home win on the bounce. Your reaction to that one tonight?
Thank you very much. I think I'm delighted for our fans, for the performance that our players put on the pitch. It was not an easy game. Blackburn was just 1 point behind us, and I think they have improved massively from last season, Blackburn. I really like the way they play, try to play from the back and put problems. So we knew it was going to be a very difficult game, especially because we wanted to win it our way, being ourselves. That gave us 4 wins on the last 5 home games, and that's the football that we put in Leeds. We went toe-to-toe with them, and that's what we want to do, and I'm happy that fans see and understand what we want to do, and they enjoy it as well.
Yeah, it was a picture book goal, wasn't it, to win it? Really nice build-up play, and Colin with the header. It was really nice to see that quick tempo, this new style of play being put into action there for your winning goal.
Yes, absolutely. I think that combination is fantastic because ends up on a clean goal, but there's been a lot during the game and the last few games. But actually, that sums up a little bit what we're trying to do. The fact that we can control the game, flow, play quick, play very electric football when it comes to be near their box, and then calm down a little bit, find the gap, and surprise with numbers in the box, and it makes a very good tactical surprise. The fact that the fullback appears in the back post and we are able to find him, and I think it was a wonderful goal, and that's credit to the players.
Lucas hit the bar in the second half, but was it equally pleasing? It was a slightly different type of performance in that second period. You had to be a bit more patient, a bit more disciplined.
Yes, absolutely. We had to we were under pressure for 5-6 minutes because Blackburn obviously started second half in front foot trying to go for the game. We knew that the game was going to be for us to get ahead properly. We needed that second goal. Unfortunately, it didn't come. But on the moments that we had to defend, we showed a lot of attitude, a lot of organisation, and we just waited for that moment for us to come on the break or to control a bit more with the ball. And we had chances. I think Yuki was a clear chance. They didn't come in. We created some more. But I think in the end of the day, the whole performance was very solid. But, sometimes the fans accuse, when we lose, the fans accuse me a little bit that I'm optimistic because I focus a lot on positives, you know. I think it's important as well when you lose a game to focus on the positive things that went well despite the result. Today, we won, and I'm thinking about, well, what negative points can I use to try to improve, you know. And I think all our team and all our players are on that mentality, so despite getting the points, we'll try to look for things that we can do better for our fans to enjoy.
Just a final question from me. This home form now, it's one of the best in the division. 4 wins, 1 draw and 1 defeat. How important is this going to be going forward here at St Andrews?
Oh, it's massive for us. First of all, because our players, they love to play here. They love to play in front of their fans, and now we feel comfortable with that kind of football. We've been taking care of our football for a few weeks, and it's been growing, and we love how we play, and we know that our fans are loving it as well, and that creates a connection that will help us going forward. I think for us to have a home run, it's very important. I think most this championship, you need to have balance somewhere, you know, and having balance on knowing that at home you're very strong allows you to experiment and take the away games as bonuses to try to go for the wins. But for us, the home form is massive, and it's down to the fact that our players, they love to play in front of the fans.